And now I'm very glad to have him on the show. Welcome, Adam Green.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been in the music business for quite some time. Like, you made many solo records, then one with the Moldy Peaches, one with Binky Shapiro. But now you're actually promoting your new movie, Aladdin, that you crowdfunded on Kickstarter. I've watched it actually 2 days ago and really liked it. But I would rather you tell the listeners, what is Aladdin about?
Aladdin is a movie made completely out of paper mache. It's all made out of cardboard paper. We made 30 rooms out of cardboard, 500 paper mache objects. It is like a real life cartoon, you know, where people they look like the real actors are in a real life cartoon. And it is my own version of Aladdin. It is a love story in a way, and it's also about technology. So it's sort of like a movie about technology made out of cardboard.
Okay. Adam Green macht gerade Promo für seinen Film Aladdin, den er über Kickstarter gecrowdfundet hat. Er hat in seinen eigenen Worten gesagt, das ist eigentlich eine Pappmaché-Version von Aladdin. 30 Räume haben sie gebaut, 500 Objekte aus Pappmaché. Und das ist eigentlich ein Real-Life-Cartoon, aber auch eine Liebesgeschichte. When I watched Aladdin, it really felt like kind of a blend of all your like previous artistic endeavors, like music, videos, artwork, and of course, like the characters in your songs. Was that one of your goals, to kind of create your own universe, but on screen?
Yeah. I mean, I think that I was really attracted to film because it gave me the opportunity to sort of, you know, make a world that is like the world of my drawings, and to use my music as the soundtrack, and to use my writing as the script, and to appear in it myself as an actor. Like, I play Aladdin, as well as a lot of other actors. We have like Macaulay Culkin, Natasha Lyonne, Alia Shawkat, Jack Dischel, who was in the Moldy Peaches with me, Francesco Clemente, the painter, lots of amazing, Harmar Superstar. So the thing is that I think that I wanted to make a universe that was, I wanted to show people the world that my songs exist in. You know, I've been using a lot of these motifs for a long time, like the princess, for example, in my song Prince's Bed or Chubby Princess or something. And then I have, The Labyrinth of Lies is from my song Gemstones, or like the baseball diamond miners are in my song Mozzarella Swastikas. Like, I made the movie out of Garfield pieces. Like, I kind of rearranged Garfield's facial features for the building blocks of the movie. And my first album is called Garfield. I kind of wanted to show the world in which my songs exist. And for the first time, I get to like draw it out for people. You know, I think my songs are like a little bit cartoony, you know, so this is sort of a way of showing it.
Ich habe gefragt, ob der Film als so eine Art Verschmelzung seiner bisherigen Kunst angesehen werden kann, und er sagt ja, also er wollte quasi die Welt aus seinen Songs nochmal auf dem Screen kreieren mit verschiedenen Schauspielern und auch verschiedene Themen und Charaktere aus diesen Liedern eben nochmal darstellen.
I dig when people like the Beatles made the Yellow Submarine, or like, you know, or for example, Frank Zappa made the Motels movie, and T-Rex did Born to Boogie, you know, and there's a lot of musician movies, Prince, Purple Rain. I wanted to make one like that, like a musician movie.
So kind of in that tradition, but they kind of don't do it anymore. I mean, now Beyonce has made like a film about a new album, I think, but actually it's like not that common anymore to do it, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of fun, you know, because you get to show people like, you know, your own world. And it's like, I think people like, you know, they're into like musicians, like how they're living and stuff, but it's not like a documentary. It's but it is kind of based on a real life story.
Er sagt, dass er sich da auch in der Tradition sieht, eigentlich von den Beatles und Frank Zappa, die eben auch Filme aus ihren Werken gemacht haben. On your Kickstarter campaign, you asked for $45,000 and received $50,000. How the fuck did you make such an ambitious film on like $50,000?
Well, I didn't. I mean, well, you know, the thing is, I was running laps around the budget, you know, like, I mean, there were so many times where I went past that budget that it's like a joke, really. I mean, it's actually like, I mean, the thing is that I never would have gotten started without the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. That's important. You know, it gave me money to rent the warehouse where I made everything.
Yeah.
But, and I made, actually, when I say I made with a crew of people that really helped me, a bunch of volunteers, like people who were in the arts and music and stuff that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how I started. I think the movie cost $250,000.
Okay.
And a lot of it was my own money.
Also auf Kickstarter hat er $50,000 bekommen für den Film und ich habe mich gewundert, wie man so ein ambitioniertes Projekt mit so wenig Geld machen kann. Aber er hat dann doch am Ende 5-mal so viel gekostet, der Film. Aber die Kickstarter-Kampagne war so ein Startpunkt. Because there's so much like creativity and like papier-mâché in the film, I wondered, did you guys spend more time filming or just like building the props? Because it seems like so
many... Yeah, to build all the props was about 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was really long. You know, and then shooting was maybe like under 2 months. So, yeah, so the build was longer than the shoot for sure. You know, it was kind of funny because it was like we were in this sort of like empty it was this warehouse in Red Hook, Brooklyn, which is not close to any trains. So you sort of like go out there. There's nothing else to do besides be at this warehouse. There was an art center that was like on the corner of the block called Pioneer Works. And a lot of the extras are from Pioneer Works.
So. Oh, okay. Ja, es hat länger gedauert, die tatsächlichen Props für den Film zu bauen, als zu filmen. Und es war weit draußen in Brooklyn, wo sonst auch nicht viel los war. Also es ging sehr viel Zeit da ins Film, aber auch ins Bauen der Sachen. And of course, the movie has a soundtrack, and that was written by you, and you're gonna play 2 songs from it.
Yeah.
Which is the first one you're gonna play?
Never Lift a Finger. It's a song that was sort of like I knew I wanted in my Aladdin, like the princess is sort of like a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. She has a dysfunctional relationship with Aladdin. And I was kind of like mining my own experiences for like bad relationships, writing the song. And like, it was very painful actually, because like I kept having memories of like these horrible things and it was like punching me in the face. So, but I knew that I needed a song to illustrate that. And this is that song. Things are not so horrible. Now you're not my oracle. Something died for all time when I saw you conspiring to never lift a finger. Once you were my manager, then you were my passenger. Different highs, different lies, till no soul would reshape you again. But your hold came in at a loss, and the ecstasy has worn off. Something died for all time when I saw you conspiring to never lift a finger. Something died for all time when I saw you conspiring to never lift a finger.
Adam Green mit Never Lift a Finger live im Detektor FM Studio. We're still talking about your movie Aladdin. It stars many great actors. Some are like well known from shows like Orange is the New Black or Arrested Development, but you already mentioned him, and for people in Germany, like, he's still a very big name, Macaulay Culkin, because we've all seen those Home Alone movies about, I think, a million times when we were young. How did you guys meet?
Actually, me and Macaulay Culkin met in an elevator. It was in the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles. We were at an Albert Hammond Jr. show. Got in an elevator. The elevator was with Drew Barrymore and Seth Green and Ben Queller. And the door opened at the next floor and 2 15-year-old girls got in. And they screamed so loudly. And they actually said, "Oh my God, it's Adam Green." And everyone in the elevator thought that was so funny. I was like, look where you are, you know? Mm-hmm. And it ended up that that's how I met him. But he says that I turned to him and said, hi, I'm Adam Green from the Moldy Peaches. Which he said he thought was like ridiculous that I said that. But then we ended up hanging out all night. And that was the beginning of our friendship, which has endured. But yeah, like I think, you know, Mac is, he's like an American icon, you know? He's he's actually, I think that people dislike so many things about America, but they all like Macaulay Culkin. So he's very special that way.
Wir reden immer noch über den Film Aladdin von Adam Green und ich habe ihn gefragt, wie er und Macaulay Culkin sich getroffen haben, der auch mitspielt. Der spielt ja Kevin in Kevin allein zu Hause und er hat gesagt, dass sie sich in einem Fahrstuhl getroffen haben, beim Aufzug, in dem zum Beispiel auch Drew Barrymore drin war und eben Macaulay Culkin und Adam Green ist reingekommen und dann im nächsten Stockwerk sind zwei 15-jährige Mädchen eingestiegen und haben geschrien, oh my God, it's Adam Green. Und ja, die anderen gar nicht erkannt, die drin waren. Und angeblich, das sagt zumindest Macaulay Culkin, hat Adam Green sich umgedreht und gesagt, hi, I'm Adam Green from the Moldy Peaches. Do you prefer working with friends?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that's the extension of the Aladdin movie is essentially like a community project that involves a bunch of people that know each other. I wanted to have musicians and actors be in the same scenes together because, you know, I feel like they like to hang out. And so this is like a cool chance to be like, I mean, I'm not coming at it as like a Hollywood director, you know, and like they're not seeing me. Like when I asked all these people to do this movie, they were like seeing it as I'm asking them. It's not like really a movie. It's just more of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I think in that sense, it was like a summer play that we put on. Yeah. You know, the one person I didn't know was Francesco Clemente. I didn't know him. It was actually Alia Shawkat that introduced me to him. Like, because I thought that actually me and my wife, Yasmin, Yasmin produced the movie while pregnant.
Oh.
So it was pretty crazy. Yeah, we were on the plane having a conversation about who should play the genie, and we were like, oh yeah, Francesco Clemente looks like a genie. You know, he's got like an earring and everything. We were like, oh yeah, he's very genie-like. And anyways, flash forward a few weeks, I ended up at his studio with the storyboards, like convincing him to be the genie. And I did convince him.
Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob er denn gerne mit Freunden zusammenarbeitet, wenn er auch mit Macaulay Culkin befreundet ist. Und er sagt, dass er das eigentlich immer so macht und dass es deswegen halt nicht wirklich Arbeit ist, dass er der Regisseur ist und der Leute anheuert, sondern dass ein großes Freundschaftsprojekt auch war, der Film. What I loved about Aladdin is that, similar to the, I think, Monty Python movies, for example, it seemed as if you guys had like a really great time on set. But was the filming process really like a big party or more like actual hard work?
You know, it was both. I mean, it's funny because, like, my memory of it is that it was really fun, but I think that day to day it was really, really stressful. I mean, like, because there was a lot to organize. I mean, I had this, like, you know, getting to work every day, and there's, like, you know, all of these sort of components. And actually, I don't think anyone understood what was going on but me. I mean, I think, like, a lot of people didn't even read the script.
Okay.
So it was kind of like I had a long list. I mean, actually, Dima Dubson, who I worked with since the beginning, was the DP on the movie and one of the editors, and he basically had to help me co-direct a lot of the scenes when I was acting in it because I had no idea what's going on, you know. And like, so me and him basically were like keeping track of what the hell was happening. And I gotta say, it was kind of like running away from a tornado filled with knives.
Ich habe gefragt, ob denn, wenn er mit Freunden zusammengearbeitet hat, weil der Film so wie auch die Monty Python-Filme oder auch zum Beispiel Filme von Helge Schneider so aussehen, als hätten die eine großartige Zeit am Set gehabt, ob es mehr Arbeit oder mehr Party war. Und er meint, es war schon auf jeden Fall harte Arbeit, aber auch, also beides eigentlich und vor allem eine große Party, weil auch manche der Schauspieler gar nicht so richtig das Skript gelesen hatten, gar nicht wussten, was los ist. One last question. Could you tell us a little more about the relationship between the songs on the soundtrack and the actual film? Like, which came first?
Well, I was writing the songs and the script at the same time. Like, I the way I write is a lot of times I'll have like a stream of consciousness. Like, I'll write for like 2 hours, like not even with a purpose, you know. And I'll take lines like I like, and I oftentimes like put them on little scraps of paper, like index cards, and have them like lying around my studio, and it's like. For me, I'd look at them and say, maybe this goes into the song, maybe this goes into the movie. Sometimes I would put it in both. You'll hear the same lyrics in the movie and the song. And people actually, in the movie, talk as if they're saying song lyrics.
Ich habe gefragt, denn die Musik im Film stammt komplett von Adam Green selbst und ich wollte wissen, wie sich Film und Musik beeinflusst haben. Und er meinte, er hat das gleichzeitig eigentlich gemacht und oft auch auf Post-it-Notes einfach Sachen, die ihm eingefallen sind, im Bewusstseinsstrom aufgeschrieben und dann wieder zusammengestückelt. Und manche Lines, die die Schauspieler im Film sagen, sind auch aus Liedern von ihm. And now we're gonna hear another song from the movie's soundtrack. What is it called?
It's called Nature of the Clown.
And what is it about?
Nature of the Clown, I don't know, it's kind of about being like a fool, like Aladdin in the movie is a fool, you know, who's lost, and like it's kind of interesting to be a fool because the quality of not knowing what you're gonna do is powerful. It's also about just kind of having like a really promiscuous like lifestyle.
People say I'm the nature of the clown. They say can't hold anything down. If it's true, will you help me cheat on you? If it's true, will you help me cheat on you? What I know on your secrecy depends. Treating every girl as my girlfriend. When I do, is it healthy being through? If we do, will you help me cheat on you? Because my hope is a vision unruly, and people say I'm the nature of the clown. But I'm not gonna kiss you. 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 Unless you want me to. So want me to. Ooh, ooh. But there's no such place as a way. You're afraid that I'm going to have a few. If I do, you should help me cheat on you. Because my hope is a vision unruly, and people say I'm the nature of the clown. But I'm not gonna kiss you. 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 Unless you want me to. So want me to.
Nature of the Clown von Adam Green live in der Detector FM Session. Adam Green stellt gerade seinen neuen gecrowdfundeten Film Aladdin vor, den Sie in folgenden Städten sehen können. Am 29. April im Il Kino in Berlin, am 30. April im Abaton Kino in Hamburg und am 2. Mai im Lido in Berlin. Weitere Termine finden Sie auf Detector FM.
And also the movie is available for download digitally, like everywhere. May 12th, you can get it on like iTunes or Amazon or whatever.
Und es gibt den Film auch zum Download auf iTunes oder Amazon oder anderen Sachen. Thank you so much for coming, yeah. Adam.
Thank you.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.